Alaska joined with the rest of the nation yesterday to cast its electoral college ballots for U.S. president and vice president. The state has three electoral votes. In a ceremony in Juneau, Christy Babcock of Kenai, Kathleen Miller of Fairbanks, and Christopher Nelson of Anchorage cast and signed their ballots for the Republican nominees. Gail Fanumiai is director of the Alaska Division of Elections.
Their party's nominees, Governor Mitt Romney and Congressman Paul Ryan, received the most votes in Alaska for president and vice president on November 6.
In Alaska, Romney and Ryan received more than 54% of the popular vote, and President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden about 41%. Nationwide, Romney and Ryan received 206 electoral college votes, while Obama and Biden got 332. Alaska's Division of Elections is under the supervision of Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell. He told the small group at the formal ceremony that the Electoral College guarantees small states like Alaska have more impact on the presidential election.
With Alaska's three electoral votes right here out of a total of 538 nationally, Alaskans have a 0.5% impact on the election. It doesn't sound like much, I agree. But if the election is calculated by popular vote, Alaskans have about 300,000 eligible voters out of 200 million eligible voters nationally, or about a 0.15% impact. So the Electoral College more than triples our collective impact on elections.
The electors are selected by their political party. Christy Babcock applied last spring at the Alaska Republican Party convention. She called it an honor to participate in the Electoral College process and believes it's important to the state.
It is a way to give every state its say. And for Alaska, the Electoral College does ensure that its opinion, its vote, has a little more weight than it would if it were just lost to larger states.
The Electoral College votes were sealed and will be sent to the U.S. Senate President, who is Vice President Biden. Next month, he will read the results of all 50 states and District of Columbia electoral votes to both houses of Congress.